over to the Clane Maynooth Municipal District, where Fine Gael councillor Tim Durkin joins me on the line. Tim, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Morning, and good morning to your listeners as well.
We're looking at those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Tim, your first one to the council, if it will just load for me here, is in relation to the disabled parking bays at Lady Chapel Church. You're asking council to repaint them. I can assume they're probably in poor condition.
They are, the two just right outside the door in Lady Chapel Church, and they're in quite poor condition. I was contacted by a local lady who is involved in the church in Lady Chapel, and asked me to have them redone, so they'll be repainted in the next couple of weeks.
All right, moving over to your next question, Tim, to the council at this MD meeting. This one was in relation to the bus priority lane and resurfacing of the M4 from Maynooth to the Selbridge Leakslip interchange, and also asking the council why that project was stalled in the first place. Now, we do know that that M4, that bus lane was enacted. I mean, it was passed through, but what was the council's response to this?
Yeah, so basically they're saying it's not stalled. There's a couple of measures to be put in place, noise reduction measures. I was getting an awful lot of complaints from people because essentially at one point it looked almost finished. There were still temporary armco barriers up, and no one on site. So I've been assured that the project is not stalled, and there is an intention or a hope that it will be operational before the end of the year.
All right. Your next question then, Tim, is in relation to the revised road layout for Lara Bryan and Jackson's Bridge in Maynooth. If the council is satisfied with that road layout sent by Irish Rail in relation to the Dart Plus project, what was the council's response?
Yeah, so they have positive discussions with Irish Rail in relation to this. And this is essentially happening because the rail line has to be redirected around Jackson Bridge, as Jackson Bridge is a protected structure, and therefore a bridge has to go in to facilitate that, so we can get back out to Threadstown and Queenstown and Lara. The council are quite happy with what they've received. There's a couple of little of amendments, so I'm sure that'll be made in the coming weeks. And it's a non-statutory public consultation at the moment, but once that passes through, it'll go to full public consultation for Dart Plus then.
And your very last motion then to the council, Tim, is an update on the provision of a swimming pool for Maynooth. I know that's been a topic of discussion recently, just about pools generally in North Kildare. We know provisionally there is one to be put in Leakslip. Is there any update for one in Maynooth?
Yeah, so essentially it's at a junction point at the moment. Negotiations are ongoing between St Patrick's College Maynooth and Maynooth University. And until they come to fruition, we can't move forward. But the council have had experts out from Italy in terms of regenerating the pool in Maynooth, and they've carried out assessments of that. So all that work is done already. We're just waiting now on the two bodies for the negotiations to come to conclusion, and then we can move forward.
All right, Tim, thanks for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning, running through those questions and motions raised at the latest MD meeting there in Clane Maynooth.